Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, ye pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
细说基督教，李四贵牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Let us pray.
我们要祷告。
天父上帝，我们感谢你，你再让我们有这样好的机会研究圣经的道理。我们感谢主，在以前的时候你是帮助我们明白很多的道理，求主今天在我们研究的时候用你的圣灵感动听众的心，使他们愿意做重生的人。我们这样祈求，自己不配，完全是奉主的圣名，阿们。Let us turn in our books to lesson 46.
现在请翻到第46课。
Lesson 46.
第46课。
The subject of lesson 46 is baptism.
第46课的题目是洗礼。
Baptism is a very important step on the road to salvation.
在得救的道路上，洗礼乃是一个很重要的一步。
Jesus said in Mark 16:16,
在马可16章16节，耶稣说，
He who believes and is baptized,
信而受洗的，
will be saved.
必然得救。
But he who does not believe,
不信的，
will be condemned,
必被定罪。
All who desire salvation, therefore,
所以凡是愿意得救的人，
should be baptized,
就应该受洗。
The rite of baptism, however,
但是洗礼这个礼节，
is not what saves a person.
并不是使人得救的。
It is merely an outward expression,
这只不过是一种外表的方式，
of an inner condition,
它表现内在的情形。
There is no merit in the act itself,
这种行动的本身并没有什么功德可言。
Neither are there mystical saving properties in the water.
在水里头也没有什么一种奥秘的可以救人的元素。
That which saves is belief in the Lord Jesus Christ.
使人得救的乃是信主耶稣基督。
Nowhere in the Bible does it say,
在圣经里头没有一个地方说，
that all who are not baptized will be lost.
并没有说不受洗的就要失丧。
But Christ did state very plainly,
但是基督曾经很明白地说，
He who does not believe will be condemned,
不信的必被定罪。
For this reason,
为了这个缘故，
The believer in Jesus,
凡是相信耶稣的人，
will not reject baptism,
就不会拒绝洗礼。
It is a command of the oneWhom the believer professes to follow.
这乃是这些信徒们他们自称是跟从的那一位所发出的命令。
To refuse baptism,
要是拒绝洗礼，
would be to deny Christ's authority in the life.
也就等于拒绝了基督在你人生之中所有的主权。
Once in a great while,
偶尔
a believer dies before he is baptized.
信徒可能在没有受洗之前就死了。
This was the case of the thief on the cross.
钉在十字架上的贼，他的情形就是这样。
He confessed Christ just before he expired.
却在他断气之前，他才承认耶稣基督。
There was no opportunity for him to be baptized.
所以他没有受洗的机会。
Yet Jesus said to him,
耶稣还对他说，
You will be with me in paradise.
你要同我在乐园里呢。
Such cases are the exception rather than the rule.
这样的情形只是例外而不是一种规律。
Baptism is a symbol of repentance.
洗礼乃是一种悔改的表号。
On the day of Pentecost,
在五旬节的时候，
the apostle Peter exhorted his listeners,
使徒彼得劝勉他的听众，
to repent and be baptized.
悔改。
Be baptized, every one of you,In the name of Jesus Christ.
奉耶稣基督的名受洗。
For the remission of sins.
叫你们的罪得赦。
Acts 2:38.
使徒行传二章三十八节。
Genuine faith works repentance.
真正的信心就能够造成悔改。
Without repentance first.
要是没有先悔改。
Baptism becomes an empty form.
这个洗礼就成为一种空洞的形式。
And a mockery of God's power to save sinners.
对于上帝拯救罪人的能力也是一种讽刺。
Many Christians are anxious for their newborn infants to be baptized.
很多基督徒都很希望他们刚出生的孩子受洗。
They think this act will save children.Who die before they reach the age of accountability.
他们以为这样若是他们的孩子在尚未懂事之前死亡的时候呢就可以得救。
There is no record of baptizing infants in the Bible.
在圣经里面没有任何婴孩受洗的记录。
The reason is obvious.
这个理由是很明显的。
A person must choose of his own volition to be baptized.
一个人必须要凭着他自己的意志来选择受洗。
No infant is able to recognize its personal need for baptism.
婴孩就不能认出他个人对洗礼的需要。
It has no sense of guilt.
他并没有一种罪恶的感觉。
Or desire for repentance.
或者是悔改的愿望。
Therefore, the little one,Who does not know what it is to believe,
所以那些个不知道何谓相信的那些个小孩子们
will not be condemned in God's sight.
在上帝的眼里也不会被定罪。
Bible baptism is immersion.
圣经所记载的洗礼乃是全身入水的。
The word baptize is simply a transliteration.Of the Greek word baptizo.
这个洗礼这个字是从一个希腊文所改过来的。
Which means to dip, to immerse, or to plunge.
这个意思就是浸，全身浸入水里头，或者是投入。
Christ set an example for us in all things.
耶稣基督他在凡事上为我们留下了榜样。
He was baptized in the Jordan River.
他在约旦河里头受了洗。
The Holy Spirit descended upon him after he came up out of the water.
在他从水里头出来之后，圣灵就降在他的身上。
See Mark 1:9-10.
你看马可一章九十节。
John the Baptist was found one time baptizing in Enon near Salem.
在圣经上记载说，施洗约翰有一次在靠近撒冷的埃嫩施洗。
Because there was much water there.
因为那里的水多。
John 3:23.
约翰三章二十三节。
Surely John was not sprinkling his converts.
当然，约翰不是为他的信徒们洒水。
Otherwise, why would he need to go to a place?Where there was much water.
不然的话，为什么他必须要到一个水多的地方去呢？
To the apostles was given the gospel commission.
传福音的使命交托给门徒。
It is recorded in Matthew 28:19-20.
这是记载在马太28:19-20。
Go therefore and make disciples of all nations.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father.
你们要奉父。
And of the Son.
子。
And of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
And lo, I am with you always.
我就常与你们同在。
To the close of the age, or to the end of the world.
直到世界的末了。
These followers of Jesus,
这些个跟从耶稣的人，
who established the early Christian church,
建立了早期的基督教会，
went to the then known world.
他们也到当时所知道的世界各地去了。
They fervently preached the gospel.
他们热诚地传讲福音。
And they baptized many converts.
他们也给许多悔改的人施洗。
In the name of the Godhead or Trinity.
奉三位一体的真神的名给他们施洗。
Then are they too followed the practice of immersion.
他们也是用这种全身入水的浸礼方式。
We know this from the story of Philip.
我们从腓力的故事就可以晓得。
A zealous deacon in the apostolic church.
他是在使徒教会里面的一位热心的执事。
He went, he was led by the Spirit into a desert place.
他受圣灵的引导到一个旷野的地方去。
There, he met an official of Ethiopia.
他在那地方遇见一个埃提阿伯的官员。
Returning home from Jerusalem.
那个官员正是从耶路撒冷回家。
This official was reading the prophecy of Christ's sufferings.
这位官员呢，正是在念关于基督受苦的预言。
But he did not understand to whom the prophecy referred.
但是他不明白这个预言是指着谁而说的。
Philip explained the truth to him.
腓力就向他解释这个真理。
This man was deeply convicted.
这个人深深地受了感动。
And requested baptism.
就要求受洗。
The Bible says,
圣经说,
they went down both into the water.
他们二人同下水里去。
Both Philip and the eunuch.
这是腓力和那个太监。
And he baptized him.
他就给他施洗。
And when they were come up out of the water,
他们从水里上来,
the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip.
主的灵就把腓力提了去。
Acts 8:38-39.
使徒行传8:38-39.
Baptism signifies a death, a burial, and a new life.
洗礼是象征一种死亡、埋葬和复活。
The candidate who is placed under the water by the minister.
那个受洗的人被牧师放在水底下。
Publicly declares his death to sin.
他就是公开的宣称他向罪已经是死了。
And the burial of the old man.
旧人已经埋葬了。
When he is brought up from the watery grave.
当他被从那个水做的坟墓里头带上来的时候，
The candidate is no longer an old sinner.
这个受洗的人就不再是一个旧的罪人了，
But a new man in Christ.
而是在基督里头成为新的人。
This miracle is accomplished through the power which brought Christ from the tomb.
成就这个神迹的，也就是使基督从坟墓里头出来的那种力量。
Study Romans 6:1-9.
我们要是研究罗马6:1-9.
The act of sprinkling cannot adequately represent this transformation.
洒水的这件事情就没有办法适当的表现出这种改变来。
Friend, have you accepted the gospel call?
朋友，你有没有接受这个福音的呼召呢？
Do you believe in Jesus with all your heart?
你是不是全心地相信基督呢？
then you will want to enter the door of his church through baptism.
然后你就会愿意从门，就是借着洗礼进入他的教会。
We have some vocabulary words at the end of lesson 46.
我们在第46课一共有八个生字。
Number one.
第一个。
Exception.
例外。
Exception. Two. Exhorted.
劝勉。
Exhorted. Three. Mockery.
讽刺。
Mockery.Four, accountability.
责任。
Accountability. Five, obvious.
明显的。
Obvious. Six, volition.
意志。
Volition. Seven, immersion.
全身入水的。
Immersion.Eight, transliteration.
音译
Transliteration. We will read lesson 46 over in English.
我们要用英文把第46课再念一遍。
Baptism is a very important step on the road to salvation. Jesus said in Mark 16:16,He who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. All who desire salvation, therefore, should be baptized. The rite of baptism, however, is not what saves a person. It is merely an outward expression of an inner condition.There is no merit in the act itself. Neither are there mystical saving properties in the water. That is, there is nothing in the water itself to wash a person's sins away or to save him. That which saves is belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. Nowhere in the Bible does it say that all who are not baptized will be lost.But Christ did state very plainly, he who does not believe will be condemned. For this reason, the believer in Jesus will not reject baptism. It is a command of the one whom the believer professes to follow. To refuse baptism would be to deny Christ's authority in the life. Once in a while, in a great while,A believer dies before he is baptized. This was the case of the thief on the cross. He confessed Christ just before he expired, or just before he died. There was no opportunity for him to be baptized. Yet Jesus said to him, "You will be with me in paradise." Such cases are the exception rather than the rule.This is an exceptional case. Baptism is a symbol of repentance. On the day of Pentecost, the Apostle Peter exhorted his listeners to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Acts 2:38. Genuine faith works repentance.Without repentance first, baptism becomes an empty form and a mockery of God's power to save sinners. Many Christians are anxious for their newborn infants to be baptized. They think this act will save children who die before they reach the age of accountability. There is no record of baptizing infants in the Bible.The reason is obvious. A person must choose of his own volition to be baptized. No infant is able to recognize its personal need for baptism. It has no sense of guilt or desire for repentance. Therefore, the little one who does not know what it is to believe will not be condemned in God's sight. Bible baptism is immersion. The word baptize is simply a transliteration of the Greek word baptizo, which means to dip, to immerse, or to plunge. Christ set an example for us in all things. He was baptized in the Jordan River. The Holy Spirit descended upon him after he came up out of the water. See Mark 1, 9 and 10. John the Baptist was found one time baptizing in Enon near Salem, because there was much water there. See John 3:23. Surely John was not sprinkling his converts. Otherwise, why would he need to go to a place where there was much water? To the apostles was given the gospel commission. It is recorded in Matthew 28:19 and 20. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, to the close of the age. These followers of Jesus, who established the early Christian church, went to the then-known world. They fervently preached the gospel, and they baptized many converts in the name of the Godhead or Trinity. They too followed the practice of immersion. We know this from the story of Philip, a zealous deacon in the apostolic church. He was led by the Spirit into a desert place. There he met an official of Ethiopia, returning home from Jerusalem. This official was reading the prophecy of Christ's sufferings, but he did not understand to whom the prophecy referred. Philip explained the truth to him. This man was deeply convicted and requested baptism. The Bible says they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip. Acts 8, 38 and 39. Baptism signifies a death, a burial, and a new life. The candidate who is placed under the water by the minister publicly declares his death to sin and the burial of the old man. When he is brought up from the watery grave, the candidate is no longer an old sinner, but a new man in Christ. This miracle is accomplished through the power which brought Christ from the tomb. Study Romans 6, 1-9. The act of sprinkling cannot adequately represent this transformation. Friend, have you accepted the gospel call? Do you believe in Jesus with all your heart? Then you will want to enter the door of his church through baptism. Friend, we should thank God for showing us the way to salvation.
朋友，我们应该感谢上帝，因为他向我们显示了得救的道路。
He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
信而受洗的必然得救。
I pray that the Holy Spirit will bring conviction to your heart.
我希望圣灵能够折服感动你的心。
If you believe Christ, then you should prepare to be baptized.
如果你相信耶稣基督，你应该准备受洗。
And be baptized as Jesus was.
那照耶稣基督受洗的样式受洗。
Who was immersed in the Jordan River.
他是全身被浸入约旦河中。
If there are any of you who wish to prepare for baptism, please write to us.
如果哪一位愿意接受洗礼，请给我们写信。
And we will contact you and tell you how to get ready.
我们会跟你联络, 会安排这件事情。
May God be with you until the next broadcast.
愿上帝赐福给你，我们再会。